So we went up from this village, we went up to Belgium, and the Germans were very mixed. It wasn't like a fixed battle at all. The panzer divisions were rampaging around up and down, you know, and you never knew where we were or when the Germans would arrive or nothing. And then we moved up to this farm, Proven it was called, this in Belgium. And we just settled in among the straw in a barn. A dive bomber came over and dropped his bombs all over the farm, and it killed two of my mates. And we all ran away from the farm. And when we came back, we had to bury the two mates, and there were one or two wounded as well. My eardrums were blasted. I felt a bit shocked as well. Anyway, after everything had settled down a bit, we were told that we were going to be evacuated from Dunkirk. And the major said, "Well, we'll get you so far to Dunkirk with our lorries, and then you've got to smash them up so the Germans won't use them again." So anyway, we got on the lorries and we travelled to a place called Bourges, which is like a little medieval town, and there's a moat all around it with little bridges going in and gatehouses. So before we got there, we went to this field and smashed all the vehicles up, and then we made our way to this Bourges and to these little bridges. And I always remember there were a tank wedged in one of these bridges, you know, and we had to sidle our way past it, you know, and there's a dead man draped on the tank. And when you look behind, you can see in the distance, you can see the Germans setting the guns up. And anyway, we went through this archway, and soon after that, there was a mighty explosion. They were blowing all these bridges up all around the moat, and we thought it was shelling, so we all ran. And there was some German prisoners of war there at the time, and we all got mixed among them all, and they were all running out of the way, trying to get cover. Anyway, when things settled down a bit, there were a lot of banging and, you know, shelling and one thing and another. This lorry came round the corner with the tailboard down, and there were some troops in the back, and they shouted, "Come on, get on." So all my mates run forward, and I was the last one, and I missed the lorry, and they all gone and went, and I was left on my own. So I thought, how do I get to Dunkirk from here now, you know? And I could see this pall of black smoke in the distance, so I assumed it was Dunkirk. So I started along this road, and there was a canal and a road side by side. I started walking, and funnily enough, there wasn't much traffic on it at all, or nothing at all, only a few horse-drawn artillery, French artillery, going along. And you could hear the shells whistling over ahead, you know, both ways, because the Navy was anchored off Dunkirk, and they were shelling the Germans, and the Germans were replying back, you see. So I was in between, you know, underneath it all. Like, the clouds came and it started raining, and up to then it had been perfect weather, so there were no fear of being bombed at all, you know, because it was too cloudy. So I made my way along, and I kept walking, and I had some sugar in my pocket, some sugar cubes. I thought these will keep me going, you know, because there were nothing to eat at all, you know. So I got within reasonable distance of Dunkirk. I heard this ambulance, and I heard the motor behind, and he slowed down. It was an ambulance. He said, "Come on, I'll give you a lift." So I jumped in the ambulance, and there were four seriously injured troops in the back, the driver told me anyway. So he took me to the docks. The docks had been bombed there, the inner docks, and there was all these wounded all lying around this dock, you know, and there were no sign of any ship there, whether they'd been there before or not, I don't know, a hospital ship. And we just left it then, you see, and one of these ambulances, something went wrong, and it dropped into the dock, and they must have been wounded on their ambulance, you know. Anyway, I thought I'd got to wander my way, you know, and look for the beach. So I wandered away, and an officer came along, and a lot of the vehicles, he said, "Let's try and get one going," he says. And we kept trying these vehicles, and nothing had happened. They'd been damaged or something, there was something wrong with them. And then suddenly one of my mates from one of my unit, I met him, and he was in a daze. I don't know what was wrong with him, we were a bomb happy or something. I said, "Come on, Jock," I said, "you know, let's go and find the beach." Anyway, we got into the town, and we went along this street, and there was smoke, and there were bodies lying about, and one thing and another. And the gas mains were set afire, and the pavements were there were flames licking out of the pavements. And we went down into this cellar, and there were a lot of they must have been drinking, they must have, they looked all drunk, these troops, and I thought, I'm not stopping down here. If there are any bombs let on this cellar, we'll all be buried, you know. So I wandered out, and funnily enough, out of the smoke and everything, their officer arrived on a white horse, and he was collecting all the troops and taking them to the beach. So we all got fell in and wandered down back of him, you know, to the beach. And when I got to the beach, there were no sign of any ships, and there were rows of troops in columns waiting, you know. I thought, well, not much chance here. Anyway, I scooped a hole in the sand. I thought, if any bombers comes over, you know, I'd get my head below the ground. And after a while, it was getting late, a bit late towards evening. I thought, I'm not stopping here. So I wandered along like a front. There were all these vehicles all smashed up. And I came to the end of a group of men, and they were all queuing up, and they were going on to the quay. There was like a quay stretched out, and the ships had decided not to go in the inner harbour and to anchor this quay. But it was tidal, you see, because 1 minute the ship would be a level with the quay side, and next minute it would be down, you see, just it depended on the tide. Anyway, I stood in this queue, and funnily enough, I looked ahead, and I saw a mate of mine, one of our unit, and I stepped out of the queue, and I felt this prod into my back, and it was Royal Marines. They were keeping law and order. They're stopping the panic, and they said, get back into that queue. Oh, I got back in smartly, you know. Anyway, we got to the start of the quay, and it was like a jetty, I should say, and it had been bombed, you see, and there were planks across, and we had to run so many at a time to the end of the jetty and try and find the ship there. So my team came and we ran along, and I heard somebody shout to 13th Field Ambulance, and it was a converted hospital ship that was anchored there. So I shouted, oh, here, I'm one of 13th Field Ambulance, and it was one of our officers, and he got us on board. There was about five or six of us of our unit. And I crawled across onto the boat, and we were told, asked if we were wounded, and I said, well, I'm just a bit, my eardrums are a bit of concussion. He said, well, you can go down now, you know, down below in into this cabin. But if there's any badly wounded, more badly wounded, you'll have to get out, they said. I said, all right, so I went down. Me and funnily enough, he came from Farnworth. This other one, member of my unit, he lived in Kent Street at Farnworth, Len Brooks, he were called, and me and him, we stuck together like, and went into this cabin, and there were these two bunks, and oh, we were dirty and sweaty, and we were needed a shave, and we looked horrible, but we were exhausted, so we both got down on the bunks, and we fell fast asleep, and the next time I woke up, we were out to sea. And they'd been bombing all night, and it had slightly damaged the hospital ship, but it could still sail all right. And we got away, like, and they looked at us, and it was a nurse, and she says, are you wounded? We said, no. I said, we've been asleep, like, you know. And she said, oh, you know, we've been bombed all night. And I said, would you like to go on deck and peel some potatoes? We said, we didn't mind, you know. So we nipped up on deck and we sat peeling potatoes with another half a dozen men, you know. And, I mean, we were still not very far away from Dunkirk, you know. I mean, there were a lot of attacks on the ship with aircraft, but we weren't bothered, you know. We were satisfied we got on the ship and landed.